When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, I want to make sure people are gathering the essence of the All Capo Bianco team that we're trying to assemble here, because we're getting some really good entries on the text page. For those of you who missed it, we just played the audio of Rob Gronkowski yesterday. He was doing an interview with Kay Adams. And she played the video of the Capo Bianco character out in right field there, who was grabbing at Mookie Betts' mitt in Game 4 of the World Series. You guys know what I'm talking about. And Gronk goes, "I know that guy. I went to college with him, baby. I know that guy. He played club hockey, baby." He didn't say it exactly like that, but Gronk knows him. And what I said to Seth was, if I had to put together a power ranking of athletes that I would think, just based purely on judging a book by its cover, that would be friends with Capo Bianco, Gronk would have made my list. He would have been on the radar. So Seth said, well, we should put together an all Capo Bianco team of athletic meatheads that would probably be friends with him. Mm-hmm. And we're getting some really good answers to this. Richie Incognito. Brian Cushing has made the radar here, and I think, you know, Cushing's not an unintelligent person, but I think he definitely has that, and he's from North Jersey. He's got that Capo Bianco. I could see Cushing, as a diehard Yankee fan, maybe kind of losing his head a little bit and clawing at Mookie Betts' glove. I could see that happening. Brian Brayman, Breno Giacomini has been suggested. Trevor Penning has been suggested. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially somebody that's like doing tough things but without consequence. That's
yes.
Trevor Penning.
Yeah.
Like, he can't block actual grown men,
right,
or defensive linemen, but he's hell on wheels when he's blocking an undersized safety.
Right.
He'll block him right out of the building, but then he lets defensive ends just go ahead and hit the quarterback.
Yeah. This is why I want to put some guardrails on this. Aaron Hernandez, people texting in. Aaron, no, it's not. He didn't murder anybody, Capo Bianco. Like, he's not.
Not diabolical, wannabe criminal mastermind.
Sociopaths, right.
It's a meathead, like pure meathead.
Yeah, meathead.
Yeah. Hernandez was a different level of.
he was a meathead for sure, yeah. But that was like, yeah, that's. He's not known for that. He's known for, you know, killing people.
I know, but meathead's also got to be more of a just, you know, loudmouth, just, crush a beer can on your head.
You're right.
To kind of just sloppiness to
you're
him.
You're right.
Hernandez was a different type.
They're rolling in. Tommy DeVito as our quarterback. Yes. Someone said Jeff George.
No, but is Tommy DeVito, he's not all that much of a meathead.
He kind of is, dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got no personality. Like, I know meatheads have big personality. Like, he seems a little dumb. Like, I'm just saying, like, the interviews I've seen.
Does he seem like the kind of guy that would stuff a nerd in a garbage can?
I think so.
He makes it then.
We're going to have a hard time finding a quarterback. Like, someone said Jeff George. Like, no, Jeff George is just an a-hole.
He's just
not
a jerk.
Meathead.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the meatheads wouldn't even want to hang out with Jeff George after a while. They'd be like, yeah.
Bill,
go find somewhere else.
Bill Romanowski.
Oh, yeah, Romo, 100%.
I got to write Romo down for sure.
Romo's big-time meathead.
Romo. I'm open to other quarterbacks. DeVito is the quarterback for now, but I'm open to other quarterbacks if you would like to send those in. Tony Siragusa, RIP, somebody said. Is Siragusa's kind of a meathead, huh? Or was, I should say.
RIP. I don't know. You know what? Siragusa was actually into wine and food and everything. Okay. I don't know if he was as much of a... He was kind of... He was way more suave than you'd expect out of a guy so rotund. Yes.
He's also not here to defend himself, so there is that.
I don't think he would take that as an insult.
Probably not.
Like, now, would he have driven an IROC unironically? Yes. Yeah. With a Playboy Bunny air freshener, 100%. So, yeah, he might be in there.
Can there be at least a picture, a portrait of Siragusa in the facility where the all meathead, all Capo Bianco team is going to work out feverishly every day with large weights? Can we at least have a picture of him there, like as sort of an homage?
Yeah.
Siragusa? All right, so Siragusa is sort of our patron saint of the meathead team. Aaron Rodgers, not a meathead, but definitely not well-liked. This was from his press conference yesterday, right? Do you want to set this up, Seth? This was from his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, this was, he opened up the press conference by saying he actually feels really good. And, despite it being a Thursday night game and despite being hobbled by three different non-Achilles tendon injuries on Sunday, that he's ready to go and he's going to be fine on Sunday. And he shared that he's going to refer to Timo here. He's talking about Thomas Morstead, the punter for the Jets, that Timo gave him a special concoction.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taking for a while. All legal, of course. I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
He's got cayenne pepper and water. And he took it before the game and looked hobbled. But now it's apparently maybe it just needed some time. He needed a few doses. Apparently that's his fountain of youth that's going to have him looking more like week three when he could run around a little bit.
Have you talked to anybody that says this works, this cayenne pepper and water?
I read some articles that said, yeah, there's evidence that it's an anti-inflammatory and that it can have pain-killing properties.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's not going to all of a sudden like outdo Toradol or something on the pain management scale.
Should I be doing it is what my question is.
There's also theories that it could have heart protective benefits.
Okay,
so,
okay.
There's almost no spice you can look at that doesn't have some kind of health benefits.
Yeah.
So I'd say this is my advice to everybody that's a little intimidated by cooking.
Yeah.
Don't bow down to Big Recipe. Big Recipe wants you to believe that everything has to be all this and that and in specific. You dump it. There's almost no combination of spices that doesn't taste good together.
Okay.
Just dump them all in there and it's good for you.
So what I'm hearing you say is I should keep eating 40 buffalo wings a night and that's going to keep me healthy because they're very spicy.
It doesn't
spicy.
Completely negate the bad stuff that you might be doing, though,
well,
Sean.
Well, then
no.
What the hell?
Yeah.
All right.
But the cayenne pepper, there's some benefits to it. I don't think that's all. I think Aaron Rodgers is still hurting.
Yes.
I think that to put it into context, there was a Patriots defensive lineman, Godshock, who said that Aaron Rodgers doesn't move as well as he used to, that Godshock himself could have caught it. He was asked about that in the press conference.
Did you see the comments from Godshaw after the game?
No.
He basically said that you didn't look like yourself, that you weren't mobile, that he could have chased you down.
He's probably right. Yeah. I was hurting, but I feel better today.
Okay.
I felt like, and honestly, I watched and analyzed his facial expression and everything. I actually really appreciate the fact that he didn't take it personally one bit. He really, like, there was no registering on his face of like, he didn't go after him like a... like one of his podcast opponents or something.
Well, he
know.
Goes after everybody who has something bad to say about him, so it was a little surprising. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers cares about what people think about him as he advances, as he eventually retires from football. Because you can make a lot of money being a retired football player that people like. You can get a lot of commercials and things like that. I think embracing little shots and barbs at his age, probably a good strategy right there.
This is where I give him credit because this is actually a couple questions later.
Yeah.
He did a callback at the end of this. And again, evidence that he didn't take it personally, but also an explanation, maybe a more realistic explanation for why theoretically he's claiming that he feels better today than he did on Sunday and he's fine. He'll be fine this week physically. This is Rodgers saying probably the realistic reason he could feel better today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If you look at the game, you know, I only got hit a couple times. I got sacked once. I didn't really move a whole lot. That was probably part of it. But, you know, I expect to be able to do a lot more this week. I'll be under center. And hopefully be back to my faster than God chalk speed.
That's pretty good.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. There are times, like Aaron Rodgers, like there have been times throughout the years I'm like, I could like this guy. Like he's kind of clever. He's kind of funny.
No, I'm telling you, man, honestly, it's the hazards of being perpetually online. There is a, like, Rodgers is just a different dude, and I think he's got a real sarcastic, dry wit about him.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of times where I think, and I'm not saying, like, you can love him, hate him, whatever. I think there have been some times where he's victim of the soundbite, and that, okay, like, you're going to hear this little chunk, but not the entire interview. But I'm I don't 100% agree with a lot of things he says, but he's got a sense of humor about
him. Seth, this is going to shock you, but in Los Angeles, they celebrated the World Series. I'm looking at the TV screen in our studio right now, and they celebrated by burning buildings and looting in Los Angeles last night.
Whenever Los Angeles does something, and sometimes it'll get framed as, good job, Los Angeles. Listen, boy, America. America couldn't have a better example of how to celebrate success than Los Angeles.
There, if you're planning on going to the Apple store on whatever street this is here.
We won the World Series. We all get iPads.
We all get the new AirPods, yes.
Did they break into the Apple store?
Oh, yeah. This Apple
they
store.
They looted the Apple store.
They're looting the Apple store, and I'm looking
Dodgers
right now.
Dodgers fans are, maybe that's what it takes.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Do we need to loot the Apple store the next time the Astros win the World Series?
I was listening this morning to the show before ours, and not the outdoor show. I was listening on the Infinity app. I was listening to Maggie and Perloff. Maggie, at one point, like as they're kind of winding down their World Series thing, she's like, and you feel great for Dodger fans, and you feel great for blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, who feels great for Dodger fans? Other than
Looting
Dodger
the
fans.
The Apple store is the dumbest store to loot, too, because like 90% of the stuff in there.
It's all tracked.
They can shut it right down. They know exactly where you are.
It's dumb. Like,
I'm going to go loot the GPSs from the FBI headquarters.
But the dumbest, that is dumb. But the dumber one, because I think these looters probably know, like, look, if I can just sell it to somebody. Then
now
it's their
sell to
problem.
Somebody else dumber than me.
It's a dumbness trickles down.
Well,
you know?
I was talking to somebody at the Verizon store, and I was having some trouble with my phone, and she's like, listen, like this, do this. I do this on almost everything. She turned off some kind of theft protection device or something that screws up other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, because like it's not even worth trying to steal an iPhone, right, because you can't use them. And she's like, yes, but you always got to – it depends on how much meth they've taken. So there's no so again, going back to Dodgers fans, the amount of meth they must have been taking in celebration of that Dodgers World Series victory, you can understand why they might not realize that stealing an iPhone that does nothing for you.
Yes. Yeah. Good entry here on the text page. If you're just tuning in, we're assembling our all Capo Bianco team. This is mostly football. We're not crossing over sports. It's all football players. Makes it easier. Capo Bianco is the meathead Yankee fan that tried to rip off Mookie Betts' arm in Game 4 of the World Series. We've got several football players on the list. This is a great recommendation to coach this team. Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell.
Oh, 100%.
Be the coach.
Yeah.
He would definitely be friends with Capo Bianco for sure. This all stems from Rob Gronkowski informing us on Kay Adams' show that he's buddies with the guy from college with Capo Bianco.
Is this an all-white team so far?
No, Ndamukong Suh was sent in as a name.
Oh, good call. Yeah, it's a really good call. Yeah. And he's a, you know what? He should be the coach, because he's probably the most intelligent one out of everybody we've mentioned so far.
No doubt.
That's what's so weird about Ndamukong Suh.
Dude.
You see an interview with him and you're like, holy crap, is this guy the CEO of a company or something? And they're like, no, he's the guy that was one of the dirtiest players in football.
Seth, it was so funny.
So yeah, kind of like a CEO, but also, yeah.
John Harris and I interviewed Ndamukong Suh at the Lombardi Awards back in like 2009, whatever his last year in college was. I think it was 2009. It was Gerald McCoy and Ndamukong Suh. Like, it was some big guys that turned out to be really good. I think Jerry Hughes might have been one of them also, I think, actually. I think he was a finalist that year. Texans legend Jerry Hughes. Anyways, we interview Ndamukong Suh, and he was, like, so charming, so nice, so thoughtful. Told us how he played soccer in high school. Like, he was that's the nicest guy ever. And then he gets drafted in the NFL by Detroit, second overall. You knew he would, and this and that. And he's playing for Detroit, so he's kind of off the radar. He doesn't really pop up on the radar for being a good football player. He pops up for being a dirty jerk of a football player on the field. And for Johnny and I, we're like, man, this is like some kid you knew in high school who was like honor roll, you know, like you'd want your daughter to date him kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, somewhere along the way, he got into drugs. And what, you know?
He mastered the duality of man.
Yeah,
He's able to tap into that antisocial part of him off the field, or on the field, but off the field, he was a completely different dude.
Yep.
I would say I would disagree that he doesn't attract notoriety for his play. I mean, he was a damn good football player.
No, I didn't say he wasn't a good football player. I'm just saying he was playing on the Lions, so he was off the radar for us here.
Oh, okay. When he did come onto the radar,
popped onto the radar, at least for me. Because I knew he was good, because I'm in sports talk radio, but where he really became prominent in the NFL was as much for you know, being
picking
dirty.
That job in the junk.
Stepping on that guy's arm and things like that. So, yeah. The Boz is getting some love on the text page. I'll put Brian on there, Bosworth. I think he would probably embrace that, I would think. Baker Mayfield as the quarterback, someone says.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
That's probably
all-time
better than
head team.
Yeah, DeVito can be the backup to Baker Mayfield. How's that? That'll be our depth chart. Some people are sending it. Jeff Kent. No, it's not a baseball team. Plus, he's just more of like an angry person than a meathead.
Jay Cutler probably. No, Jay Cutler's too. Like, to be a meathead, you got to also be... You got to be capable of full bore buying into something and like attacking it with grit. Cutler was always just more like, nah, I'm too cool for that, or like, I'm cynical. There's not as much cynicism necessarily.
Right. Yeah. Someone said Sean Cody. Sean Cody, not a meathead. Sean Cody's a comedian. He's really funny.
I don't get meathead vibes from him.
No, no.
What about Jamarcus Russell? Not really a meathead, I don't think.
No. Not a meathead. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's not a meathead. I just don't know, like, that Tim Tebow was, like, the smartest quarterback in the world.
He didn't have a high football IQ.
Right.
He was a meathead quarterback. Of meathead quarterbacks, I know.
Can he be our emergency quarterback?
He was a goody two-shoes. No, you can't have a goody two-shoes on the meathead squad.
Yeah, you're right. He would never grab. You have to ask yourself the question, in a drunken state, would this guy try to rip Mookie Betts' arm off near the wall?
Has he gotten... You cannot be on the meathead squad unless you've gotten out of trouble at least once in your life specifically because you were a football player.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? Like, it's got to be... At some point, the principal of the high school had to, like, explain to the math teacher that... The meathead is on the higher on the totem pole than you. You're passing this kid, all right?
Someone said Peyton Hillis starting running back. I don't know if he's a meathead.
He just went crazy.
Well, but Peyton Hillis, like a year ago, rescued one of his kids from drowning in the ocean. Like that, Peyton Hillis is maybe as much badass.
Did he write the ship? No, remember he went through a rough patch.
He did.
At the end of his career, or right after he retired, he had like paranoid delusions about stuff. Yeah. He thought
I don't know if he's come out the other side of that or not. I just remember seeing the story about him saving his kid. All right.
Richie Incognito is like the model.
He's the captain of this team.
Before now. He went off. I mean, that's how close he was.
Right.
He got to a point where he went off the deep end at the end of his career. Yeah. Richie Incognito is like the best and the worst version of this team that we're talking about.
Yep. All right, 5 Reasons I Hate You. We usually do it on Friday, but the game's tonight. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Jets edition, is coming up next. But first, Daily and Black. If you are a homeowner, a business owner, and I don't care if you're a meathead or not, if you own a business or you're a homeowner and you've suffered damage to your home or place of business, and now your insurance company, who might be full of meatheads, is jacking around with you and they're not paying their claims, or they're paying you partially on your claims, and you're planning on getting that money, you need someone to go to bat for you. Don't just throw your hands up and go, well, this is it. Can't fight the insurance companies. Hell yeah, you can. You can do it with Daily and Black. You can fight them because they fight them all the time. And they win a lot. They've won some big verdicts, according to Top Verdicts Top 10. Daily and Black, awesome, awesome law firm, great attorneys there, great people that they live to help people like you. If you're a homeowner or business owner that I'm describing, go fight the insurance companies. If you're worried about having to go do it in the future, maybe you put your claims in and now you're not hearing back because delaying is a big tactic they have, go to dailyblack.com. They don't ask for a dime up front. They don't get anything until they recover for you. So their incentive is directly aligned with yours. Their law offices are located right here in Houston, Texas. It's dailyblack.com, D-A-L-Y, dailyblack.com. Get in touch with them today and get them on your side. It's dailyblack.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.